we up to at the moment? What's the current situation after UK's decision to exit the European Union?
Oh, look, this is an unprecedented situation, and it's probably, you know, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before we'll know the full effects of this for Australian beef and sheep meat exports to the UK. You know, the actual implementation of this is 2 years off, so, you know, we'll be monitoring the situation up there and continuing to monitor where Australia's positioned in future access to those markets.
Is the UK a key market for our red meat and livestock?
Yeah, the Europe overall is an important market for our livestock, and it's also, you know, the UK within that. So we operate under quotas and tariffs to the EU, and we've got a very strong position in that. And, you know, the UK takes about 63% of the product we send to that region.
And is this likely to change following the decision to leave the EU?
So I guess with the UK moving out of the EU, there is some fresh opportunities to get some better access into that market. As I said, it takes 63% of the product going into that region. So, you know, we'd be looking to position ourselves to get better access and try to gain improved conditions to get more product to the UK.
Okay, so there's both challenges and opportunities going ahead as a result of Britain's decision.
Certainly, there's a lot of unknown at this stage. It's still early days in the process. We've got an office in Europe, and they'll obviously be working hand in hand with the Australian government to make sure, as the UK moves through this process, that we're positioned to make sure we get continued good access. And while we're doing that, obviously try to push for better access.